Union Square's it's time you smoked. Fire up this funk and let's have a toke.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we're back for the last hour of the Devil's Advocates this afternoon. I'm joined here in the studio by Brian, and we've got some wonderful callers. Right before the break, Joe called in, was asking about some of the testimonial appearances or non-appearances, describing what the motivation could be for not showing up. And plainly, anytime you invoke the Fifth Amendment to Joe and others, you're plainly indicating, whether you believe it explicitly or not, that there may be something about your testimony that could tend to implicate you in a crime. And so that's significant. It's not to say that constitutional right should not attend everyone who wants to invoke it. Do not mean to suggest that that it is in some way an inadequate or insufficient right to invoke, but simply that probably these people are doing it, including, for example, Jeffrey Clark, because he recognizes today that in his conversations of late 2020 and early 21 with the president, with others, when you're talking about putting together memorandums, as Eastman did, others, in describing mechanisms for overthrowing, if you will, the results of an election, that is probably criminal conduct. And so probably a good thing for them to invoke their Fifth Amendment rights. We'll see what happens down the road. Understand, too, that the Fifth Amendment right is completely different from executive privilege. Those are two different notions. And again, up to this point, the federal courts have pretty much shut down Donald Trump's attempts to invoke that to stop testimony from going forward. I'm going to take a couple more callers, but right before I do, I want to highlight in this segment perhaps the single most significant thing that also needs to be done in the midst of congressional behavior, that is, in response to the January 6th Select Committee. And this goes back a couple of weeks, but once again, falls into this category of what are we going to do about this to ensure that it doesn't happen again, to deter conduct that is bad and arguably criminal. You may all recall that during the course of the January 6th review of the January 6th insurrection, the House Committee's review of that event, they sought information from about a 35 telecommunications companies, social media companies, with respect probably to an awful lot of telephone toll records, other indications of what was going on or about January 6th. And you will recall very well that there were two statements made by sitting members of the House of Representatives. I'm going to read them to you right now because one of them could well become the next Speaker of the House of Representatives. After the committee issued these requests for this information, Kevin McCarthy, the minority leader, said this: if these companies comply with the Democrats' order to turn over private information, they're in violation of federal law and subject to losing their ability to operate the United States. If companies still violate that federal law, a Republican majority will not forget and will stand with Americans to hold them fully accountable under the law. As stunning as that is, another representative named Marjorie Taylor Greene, well-known throughout the nation at this point, said this: these cell companies, these telecommunications companies, they better not play with these Democrats, because Republicans are coming back into the majority in 2022, and we will take very seriously if they go along with this. They will be shut down, and that's a promise. When I first heard that, and actually was on the course of Devil's Advocates one afternoon, my immediate reaction was, that's obstruction of justice. In the same way as we talked in the first hour about Donald Trump's attempt to stop information being provided, to stop investigations from going forward. And again, I wonder out loud today, without a clear resolution, if there is any referral of that conduct in the public domain, telling companies not to provide information in response to a legitimate request by a House committee, if there's anything about that that's also the subject of a criminal investigation right now. It should be, at a minimum, should be an open file in the Department of Justice. We're going to take some more callers right in this segment. Mike, you're on the phone for a while. What's your thought or comment this afternoon?
Well, I'll keep it short. But when I think of Washington, D.C. and criminal justice, two things come to mind. There are the criminals, and there is no justice. And I understand it's not an all-inclusive, but when the majority is, that's why we are in America today.
And we hope that the good people are out there who are not criminals are pursuing justice, right? And the advocacy this afternoon, you, me, everyone, is that even in the midst of these attempts to thwart the progress of these investigations and of justice, the need for good people like you and others out there, even as citizens who are not members of Congress, to push back, to say we will not tolerate this. And yes, indeed, for elected officials to respond as aggressively as the law will permit. I'm not advocating anything beyond the law itself, but to send that important notion. Jeff, you're also calling this afternoon. Appreciate your calling in to talk with us.
Hey, James. I was wondering if anybody in the government could be held for civil litigation for damages done because of what they're doing in their job. I'm thinking of like Louis DeJoy, who's gone through and done some really horrible things with the mail, and potentially Speaker Robin Voss for, you know, kind of going through and, you know, poster childing this sham of a investigation into the November election.
Right. And so it's a great question. The answer is there are two kinds of litigation out there, right? We've been talking an awful lot about criminal prosecution, but you've hit it right on the head. There's also this possibility of civil litigation. And we've seen that in other circumstances. Right now, for example, the New York Attorney General is pursuing civil litigation against Donald Trump, against others, including the NRA, those kinds of folks, to remedy problems that are out there. That is very much a possibility. All those kinds of things can, in fact, be the subject of civil litigation. If, in fact, a word coming out of our Supreme Court a lot these days, you've got standing. If you've been harmed in some way and you can make that case, you can articulate the nature of your harm, you can, in fact, file civil lawsuits. People have done it. And the kinds of things we're talking about today, the impact upon the future of our nation, that is a harm. That is a harm that can be quantified and I suspect would be the focus of an awful lot of civil litigation out there. We're going to take a break right now. Continue our calls. We'll take up more callers right after the break at 844-967-2789, talking about consequences and deterrence today in America.
I don't believe in evolution. I believe in God.
Because we're very high.